You got. I didn't bring my Myrmecoma. Somebody will, as we go along, you'll. I don't need it, but you'll direct me. So there's one question I wanted to go back and just. I think we glossed over it, but I want to go back to this issue. Thank you, Walter. Which was the following. Abaye said, on the bottom of Zion Amud Aleph, let's review for a moment. Rava said, V'chein l'Shabbos. The simple reading of Rava is that he's talking about the Mishnah. The Ran, I think, says this explicitly. The Ran, somebody says this explicitly. He's talking about the Mishnah, which says, two walls and a tefach. And Rava said the same thing holds for Shabbos, implying that on Shabbos, a tefach counts as the third wall as well. We discussed what the nafkamina is. We're going to come back to that because we have to sort of explore it through as we read the Rishonim. And Abaye challenged that and said, he quoted a brisa that dofen sukkah kedofen Shabbos. And what that means, the Gemara suggests, is that anything that would be good for a dofen for Shabbos based upon love, it works for sukkah as well. That's what it means. And then the brisa says that Shabbos is more chamur than sukkah, because Shabbos you can't have omen merubala parts. By sukkah, if you have two walls, let's say plus a tefach, but you have doors, or as Rashi says, doors without a tzuras pesach, even in the walls of the sukkah, as long as you have the sheer meshach sukkah of actually solid walls, so you end up having in the four sides of the sukkah, you definitely have parts merubala omen, but the sukkah is still good. Whereas on Shabbos, that would not fly. That's what Rashi says. Explains. The Gemara suggested that when it says Yisera Shabbos al Sukkah, what that means is Yisera Shabbos of Sukkahs on a regular case of Sukkah. In other words, a regular case of Sukkah, it would work to have Omed Paritz Merubala Omed. But when it comes to Shabbos on Sukkahs, the Sukkah might be Kshay. Remember, how might a Sukkah like that be usable on Shabbos? It's not complicated. How might you, if you're not allowed to carry it because of Shabbos, how might you be able to use that on Shabbos? Number one, you could put all your stuff in there before Shabbos. Number two, that very same sukkah could be located inside a courtyard surrounded by four walls. So even though if it weren't in the chatzer, that wall wouldn't count for squat to carry inside it. But now, well, it's counting for us for the purposes of sukkah. But the Gemara suggests that what it means, Yisera Shabbos HaSukkah, means the sukkah on Shabbos is more chumrah than a regular sukkah, not on Shabbos, because the sukkah on Shabbos, in order to carry it, you would require full three walls or something like that. You require something more. So the Gemara said no. The Gemara said no. That it means Yisera, a regular Shabbos, versus a Shabbos which is on Sukkot, that on a regular Shabbos, if you had such a structure, you couldn't carry within it, and you couldn't carry from the house into that structure. But on a Shabbos which happens to come out on Sukkot, so then, because it's good for the mitzvah sukkah, it's good for walls for Shabbos as well, and you're allowed to carry in them. So Abaye challenged that and said, one second, if that's the case, why did they also give the reverse case? That sukkah, the Alma, here you're saying that Shabbos the Alma is more chamor than Shabbos of Sukkot. So I'm going to give you a case where Sukkot the Alma is more chamor than a case of Shabbos and Sukkot. In other words, it's the confluence of Sukkah and Shabbos that allows us to adopt the coolness of either side. So I'll take a regular Sukkah. If I have a Mavoi, but he says, and let's look at this. This is the part that really was bugging me. The first wide line of the Gemara near the end. Ihachi les neinami yisera Sukkah the Alma Sukkah the Shabbos. The ilu sukkah the alma boy tefach shochek. The ilu sukkah the Shabbos lo boy tefach shochek. The sagi belechi. The ha at hu the amris sike hagabai mavishish the lechi kosher. Okay, so I have a question for you. The simple, and in fact, all Rishonim ultimately are going to have to read in some manner like this. But there's a fascinating Ran who was bothered by this question. And if any of you got through the Ran. I guess some people took an extended morning seder this morning in honor of the upcoming Chagiga. Okay, so tomorrow is the last day we really have before we start Chazara. So we got to finish the sugya then. So we're going to read the Ran. But here's the problem. What type of a sukkah is this that we're talking about, that Abaye is challenging Rav on, that we're going to say is more chamor on Shabbos, on a regular sukkah than when its sukkah comes out on Shabbos? On a sukkah to chol, versus opposed to sukkah to Shabbos. What is the structure of this? See, that sikeh al gabay mave sheish bolachi.
What is this Mavoi Sheish Balachi? Rashi writes something very explicitly. What does he say? He adds a word that's not in the Gemara. He adds in the word Mefulash. Now, I'm going to tell you, even if the Mavoi is not Mefulash, it is Mefulash. I mean, the Rishonim will argue in Rashi, but when we're talking about the walls of the Sukkah here, how many walls, if this is not a Mavoi Mefulash, how many walls does it have? Noah?
Two.
If it's not a Mavoi Mefulash?
Oh, if it's not, it's
three. It has three. So I have a question. How can any Rishon say that it's not a Mavoi Mefulash, it's a Mavoi Sheinu Mefulash? If you have three walls there, who cares about the Lechi? The Sukkahs. What difference does it make? You don't need it. You don't need anything on that wall. Legabe Shabbos is a chumra, you need something on the fourth wall. In a Mavoi, you need a Lechi. In a Chatzer, you need what's called Pasar Ba, a four tefach wall. But for Sukkahs, what do you need a Mikol for? If it's good during Chol. How can you have three walls, how can you have a Mavoi, Sheinu Mefulash, and even have this discussion? Both the Ran and the Rifa and Tosfos give this answer. All of them. Does the Rifa, Ran and Tosfos, should I give this answer? I think the Rifa, I don't know if he says this or not. Morty?
It has two walls, but the Schach doesn't extend.
Correct. A three-walled Mavoi. Yeah. But the Schach is only at the front of the Mavoi, the part that's right near the Rosh Hasharabim, which doesn't have a wall. It starts at the entrance to the Rosh Hasharabim and goes, multiple amos. But it doesn't reach. It's more than three tefachim removed from the back wall of the Mavoi. So the Sukkah, in effect, the Mavoi has three walls. The Sukkah only has two walls. The Mavoi needs, here's the problem, by the way, the Mavoi needs what? What does the Mavoi need?
Lechi.
Okay, and why does it need a Lechi? Okay, and that's a requirement on what level?
The Rabbanon.
And the Sukkah, what does the Sukkah need?
Right.
It needs a third wall. So that's the problem. That's why Rashi is very simple. But note that even according to the Rishonim, not just according to Rashi, what is the structure of the Sukkah that's getting a third wall? What kind of a Sukkah is it? Of the two Sukkahs that we discussed, that start with two walls and we add a tefach, which one of those two was it? Was it Asur Kehilchasan or Sukkah Asur Kemavoi? Kemavoi. Okay. So I have a question for you. When you have a Sukkah Asur Kemavoi, what are the shitas, the Amoraim, in terms of what is required? Forget Shabbos. On a regular Sukkah day, what are the two shitas of the Amoraim in terms of what is required on a Sukkah Asur Kemavoi? So let's review. What were the two shitas of the Amoraim when you have a Sukkah that's always a Kilchasan? You have an L, and you need to add the third wall. What were the two shitas of the Amoraim? Shita number one, Tefach. What kind of Tefach wear?
Attached to it.
So let's take Rashi Shita, okay? It's attached to the third wall, a Tefach, that's simple. That's the opinion of most Amoraim. What's the other opinion? Tefach Shochet, meaning you can't put the Tefach next to that wall. You need a Tefach, which is a little more than a Tefach, plus just about three Tefachim to get four Tefachim of a wall, and that gets you a majority of a wall. That's a Tefach Shochet.
It needs to be separate?
What? It has to be, unless you want to make your thing a Pasar Ba. You need to have four Tefachim of a wall. So if you put a Tefach Shochet, and then you have just under three Tefachim of a wall, you have four Tefachim.
I was thinking, when it's like separate, as opposed, like in the fourth corner.
No. We're not. Let's leave that sheet alone for the moment.
It's combining with making a door. Sort of.
No. Let's leave that alone for the moment. Okay. So according to one sheeta, it's a tefach shelchek, and according to the other sheeta, it's a tefach. Second case. Okay. Sukkah suri kamavoi. What are the two sheetas there?
You have to look at here because you haven't
learned. I'm zooming for the exact formulation.
You haven't learned it six times. Adding up to a tefach or adding up to four tefachim?
One is a pas arba. That's Rabbi Shimon Levi's position. A pas arba, within three tefachim to make a wall of seven. What's the other shita? What's the Rabbi Yehuda shita?
L'chol ruach shir.
And how much?
A tefach.
A tefach or a tefach shofik?
Yeah,
what?
That's one of the Gemara, the
Tefach. Just the Tefach, okay. Now, the Gemara is proposing here that if it's not on Shabbos, and we have Sikei Halgabon Mavi Sheish Lelechi, what would we require during the week? If it's not a Shabbos, it's not such a Shabbos, what, according to the Gemara, would be required? What does the Gemara say? It says it. Morty? Whose Shita is that? Nobody's. How can that be? It's nobody's shita. It has to be a sukkah so you come up with, right? It can have three walls. The mavoi can have three walls. The sukkah can't have three walls. But the mavoi, the way those Rishonim explain it. So whether you explain like Tosfos and the Ran, or you explain like Rashi that it's mamish only two walls, either way, it is a sukkah so you come up with. The sikek agabai mavoi sheish lalafi. So if it were chol, Abayi says it would require tefach shofet. Now that it's on Shabbos, it only requires a lechi kosher who likes Shabbos. He's saying that should have been intended, and why doesn't the Braisa mention it? That was Abayi's question. And Rabba responds and saying, that's obvious, because that's more machmir by Shabbos, so if we can make a migo to be makel on Shabbos, we certainly can be migo to be makel on Sukkah when it comes to Shabbos. Fine. But I still want to know, where's the tefach shochet? Kushit is that? Morning. Were you bothered by this question?
I raised it in the context of the previous segment.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
When the Rebbe refers to Tevach, he's really just referring back to the previous Machlokes. Whatever would be true by Shtayim Asui and Geo Chazon, whatever Tevach was being referred to there is the Tevach that's being referred to here. So if Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi is right there, then Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi
is right there. Clever. I think it's wrong because I think it's clear. It's very sharp. It's very sharp and it's not definitely wrong. I'll tell you why I'm not inclined to think it's correct. The Ran didn't. That doesn't mean you're wrong. That just means the Ran also didn't the same way. Because Rabbi Shua ben Levi, remember we said that there's a fundamental machlokes between the Amorai Bavel and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Amorai Bavel believed the Tefach is the Tefach. The Tefach is the third wall. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said there's no such thing. The Tefach can't be a third wall. So when we are matir with the Tefach, it has to be either a Tefach Shochek, in the case when it's a Hilchasan, so it's a majority of a wall, or when it's a Mabwe, Mamish has to add up to be a third wall. Incidentally, Tosfos on Amud Beis suggests that requirement of a Tefach Shochek, according to Rishu ben Levi, might only be the Rabbanon. It might be that he would agree that Midoraisa, a regular Tefach is enough, but the Tefach Shochek isn't in the Rabbanon. Putting that aside, but based on what we explained last week, again, you could disagree with this, but I think this is intuitive. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi has a fundamentally different view of the Tefach than all the other Amoraim do.
Well, that's it for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in the Yerushalmi. Who doesn't? And
but that doesn't correspond to either Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi here, so I don't really know what to do with that. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi there was a kula, right? I forget exactly what he said, but then he was amazing.
He's the one who adds lava as a
right. So it doesn't. But bottom line is the Bavli presents it. It's hard to imagine that Rabbi Yehuda in the second part is saying, well, if you hold like Rab and Shmuel and Rav Khan and Rav Asi and Bechein Bar and Midrash in the first half, then it's a Tefach anywhere connected to Yotzei. If you hold like Rav Shmuel Levi in the first half, it would be Tefach Shochek. Because Rav Shmuel Levi in the second case holds you need Pasar Ba. It's not impossible, I understand, but it seems unlikely. But that's just an obvious question. Read the Gemara. There is no such Shita. Right, Rabbi says that you should require a tefach shochek on Sukkot when it comes out during Vach, and when it comes out on Shabbos, a lechi kosher is enough as the third wall. But there is no sheet of tefach shochek above. In the Sukkah, Suri Kamabwe, it's either a tefach, or it's four tefachim plus the lavu to make a full wall. So that is the problem. That's a detailed problem, but it's an interesting problem. I learned the Ran probably now three or four times I've been through the Ran. And it was only this morning going through the Ran again that I couldn't understand what that paragraph was about. And the only reason I understood this morning what that paragraph in the Ran is about, those of you who take a look at the Ran for a moment, this Ran we can read because this is a side thing. The Ran on page Zion is a little paragraph in the middle. On the right column on page Zayin, Umuchach Begmara. What? Zayin knows Vahadar, yes. My guess is that it's a Gimel Amud Aleph in the regular Ran. But it begins with the words Umuchach Begmara. It's a very short paragraph. Umuchach Begmara, Sha'osa Sukaso B'chiyah Gavna, Nevechiyah Gavna, is three walls of a mavoi, except that the schach doesn't reach the back wall. So there are only two walls to the sukkah, but three walls to the mavoi. So he says that ha'osa sukkasa b'chiyagavna kevan she'ina mefuleshes legamre. It's not completely mefuleshes. Why is it not mefuleshes? No, that's why it's not a good sukkah. Why is it not mefuleshes, the sukkah? Because it's a back wall. The back wall doesn't count halachically towards the sukkah, but it does inhibit the traffic. So he says, Muchach b'gemar again, she'osa sukkaso b'chei agamna, kevan she'ena mefuleshes legamri, kemo ha'osa sukkaso e kemavoy, be'emtza ha'chotzer, rachot midafanos ha'chotzer, because it's not like a sukkah that you build in the middle of the chotzer. You build a sukkah in the middle of the chotzer, there's no back wall to the sukkah. Right, smack in the middle of the chatzah, with air all around, you can walk straight through the sukkah to the other side. He says, this is a different sukkah. Why? Because you really can't get out of the sukkah. Right, the two walls of the sukkah terminate in a dead end, even though technically the dead end doesn't count for the sukkah. So he says, in this case, ha-chatzah, niteres, of kam is after a chatzah, rachot midafnos ha-chatzah, niteres b'tefach shochek pachos mishlosha samach ha-dofen, Kishem sheni teres basuka this lay shtei defanos darivan. Velo hitzrichu pasar ba ella besuka shimifulashes ve'ein dolfen emtsoi kinegda. Now you understand what the Ran is answering, what he's saying, why he's saying it? Well, it's my question. The Ran read the Gemara, he didn't have to articulate the question. He says it's muchach b'gemara, from the fact that the Gemara raises tefach shochek as what you would need in a sukkah suya kamavoish, which is two walls, a back wall, but the schach doesn't reach the back wall. From the fact that the Gemara says tefach shochek there, whose shita is the Gemara following, says the Ran. He doesn't say this, but what is he assuming? Whose shita is it following? Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Noah? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But what does Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi hold when you have a sukkah with two walls, which is asur yikam avoy? Pas arba. And yet the Gemara says tefach shochek. So the Ran says, you know why you only need tefach shochek here? It's a sukkah, so you come over, it's from Shuman Levi, because you have a back wall that blocks your exit from the sukkah. It's not like building a sukkah smack in the middle of the chatzer, where you can walk from one side of the sukkah and walk out and leave the sukkah that way. Here, you can leave under the sukkah, but you can't get out of the space. Noah?
That still doesn't answer why you need a tefach.
No. If this were Rabbi Yehuda, obviously you don't need a tefach. The question was not why do you need a tefach shochek. The question is, you either need a tefach only, or you need a pasar bo.
I understand, but now the question changes. Okay, I understand. You now
so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Shita, what is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Shita generally about a tefach, Noah?
You do a tefach shochek.
You need four. Yeah, that's his shita. When it says, shnayim kehilcha shnayim kehilchasan, ushlishis afilu tefach, that means tefach shochek. That's the way he understood. All the Amoraim of Babel understood regular tefach. He understood tefach shochek. So now, when you get the sukkah, so you come up, but there's a back wall that blocks your exit, but for some reason it doesn't count towards the sukkah, so that's not sufficiently mefuleshes to require pasar ba. There, it's a tefach shochek. It's no different than shtayim asuris keochasan. Keser, and then I'll back you up.
Is he saying that because the schach does not reach the back wall of the sukkah, I have one too much. Is he saying that because the schach does not reach the back of the sukkah, it's as if it's like you might think that it's as if it's a sukkah mefulash.
Mamish mefulash. You would think it's a mefulash mamish
because there's
because like, you got to say because you can enter the sukkah and exit the sukkah the other side.
Right.
But now you haven't exited the mavo, but you exited the sukkah because you're not in the schach.
The actual sukkah part, you're able to just go right through.
Correct.
And so that would require a pasar ba.
You would have thought that.
You would have thought that, but because you can't actually go through past the wall
right.
that exists there, you won't. Like, he's comparing it to a case where you have a sukkah mefulash inside of a mavoy, a three-sided mavoy.
No, he's comparing it to a case where you have a sukkah inside a chatzer, where there's air all around the sukkah.
Chatzer, but right, there's a wall on one side, so you can't actually.
Not in the chatzer. In the chatzer, in other words, there is a wall to the chatzer, but he, in other words.
Yeah, here.
At some point, we're going to learn.
I meant, I forgot to put it on my list. I didn't give you one to keep, right? I didn't give you after Shir. I mean, one day of Shir left the semester. We'll get that in a working projector without a clouded lens for next semester.
They fixed it.
What?
They fixed it.
They did.
Yeah.
Ah, good. Thank Rabbi Fisher in the Reed's office. He put it through to ITS. Okay. Mazel tov. A little late for my intro to Bible, but you know, one more class. This isn't an example. He's not comparing it to an example with a sukkah mefulash in a chatzer with three walls.
No, with two walls. And the point is, I'll show you in a second. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. In other words, this is the case
that the run and Tosfos claim is an hour thing. This is the schach.
Mm-hmm.
This is the mavor. You can't get through the back.
Mm-hmm.
The case that the run says it's different from is the following. Here is a chatzer. Okay, the entrance is somewhere. I don't know where. It doesn't matter. Now I build a sukkah here. I can put the schach all across this, but I only have two walls. So there, I can enter the sukkah this way, and I can exit the space that way. Here, I can enter here, but I run into a dead end there.
Mm-hmm. I'm not in the sukkah, technically. Now, which, by the way, will prove something that I said intuitively about why Rabbi Shimon Levi requires a pasar ba. What did I say? Why did I what was my argument for distinguishing why Rabbi Shimon Levi is more machmir by one than the other? In other words, the other Tanoim, the other Amoraim, excuse me, although you need a tefach. A tefach is a tefach. It doesn't matter where you put that tefach. As long as the tefach is attached to one of the walls, or maybe both, depending which it is, it's fine. But how did I explain Rabbi Shimon Levi? Yes? Mafsa kila harabi, right? That was the whole point. For example, the reason, there's a machlokes. So here's where Rashi comes in. What's the problem? What's the problem with Rashi, if I have a mavoi like this? So Rashi says, what's the din on Shabbos? If I put a lechi right here, so then, again, it's attached to the wall. I put a lechi right there, since it's good for Shabbos, it's good for Sukkah. Is that true? If I have Rosh Hashanah passing through here, is it true that if you put a lechi there, it's sufficient? So the answer is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanah, Rabbi Tzimachlok, is Rabbi Yehuda Nechacham. So some of the Rishonim say, the Rush says for Rashi, he's working within Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reason why the Chachamim say it's no good? The lechi doesn't help you, even if a lechi were mitam achitza. The answer is because it's not masaf tehiluch harabim. The rabbim go right through. Even the chachamim might have a way of doing it, but the point is, it doesn't. In other words, that's why a mavoi mafulash is much more problematic than a mavoi shena mafulash. This is, by the way, another mavoi which is considered mafulash.
The chachamim consider it enough during on Shabbos, but not for a sukkah.
No, on Shabbos it's no good also. Rabbi Yehuda says that a lechi here would be enough to turn it into Rosh Hashanah. Right, well, no, it's not a hecker. It's got to be mechitza. It's a third mechitza for Rabbi Yehuda, I think. In the same way that you have something called Sidei Rosh Hashanah. Sidei Rosh Hashanah is an area next to Rosh Hashanah, but there tend to be obstacles there, and it's hard for people to walk there, and therefore Sidei Rosh Hashanah may not have the din of the Rosh Hashanah. So that's what I suggested. Anyway, so the Ran is very much in line with this. The Ran says here, you only need, it's enough to have a tefach shochet. It could be here, this is my tefach shochet. Whereas here, he says, Rabbi Shimon Levi holds, you need a pas harba to make a real machitza.
What would Rabbi Shimon Levi hold by an L-shaped sukkah? If you have an L-shaped sukkah, you have four walls, but it's still a mafulash.
I don't know, an L-shaped sukkah. Well, an L-shaped sukkah, you have three walls.
This is an L. You mean like this?
Yeah.
I have three walls. Look. One.
But it's not, and it's not considered mafulash, even though a mavoi would be considered mafulash.
It doesn't matter. It is mafulash. So there's no din that a sukkah can't be mafulash.
Uh-huh.
Right? Okay. A sukkah needs three walls. He just says when it's mafulash, you need three walls.
Okay.
So I have one, two,
and
three.
And when it's not mafulash, you don't? Or you need
when
walls.
It's not mafulash, you can have a rove of the third wall.
Right. Okay. You need three, like, monish walls.
Yeah. Now did you still? Okay, yeah, here?
Rabbi Shimon Levi requires the three walls to be connected, doesn't he?
No. Rabbi Shimon Levi.
I'm sorry, yes.
Rabbi Shimon Levi has two of them always connected. In other words, the pasar ba plus the lavud, you know, attaches to a wall, so you get an L, and then you could have a gap if you want, and then you can have the next wall, the parallel one. Okay, so that's what this. So in case I didn't assign you this Ran, but if you were reading through the Rans, you might have run into this, and then like I did, and just was too tired or too dizzy or whatever else and couldn't understand the Ran. But when I understood the question, when the Kasha bothered me in the Gemara, and then I read the Ran, then I understood what the Ran was talking about. Okay, fine. It pays to read the Gemara really, really carefully. We don't always do that enough. If you read the Gemara really, really carefully, you should be able to figure out most of the questions that Rishonim are going to ask. I'm not telling you that I'm very successful at that most of the time, but I'm just telling you in principle. There are those moments that you have that clarity, and it's like, yes. All right, so let's come back now. That was the question that was really bothering me this morning. What is that tefach shochek? And you could say what Yair said, which is not crazy, although I don't think it's correct, that Rabbi Yehuda, who says, oso tefach hechem amido, is saying that you could hold, in this case, either tefach or tefach shochek by sukkah so you can avoid, and that's what the Gemara could be assuming, but I think it's more likely what the Ran is assuming, that Rabbi Yeshuva Levi only requires a pasarba in a sukkah, which is asuya kamavoy, when it's mefuleshes legamri. But when it's not mefuleshes legamri, it's only partly mefuleshes, like there, then you only, even for Rabbi Yeshuva Levi, you only require, once again, the pepach shochet. Noah.
This is kind of obnoxious because I wasn't here. But how does Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi deal with the Moshe Sinai issue?
But he would say that's only by a sukkah suya kehilchasan. Shtayim kehilchasan u'shlishes hapilatecha. Sukkah suya kamavoy is a new discussion. Right? But the initial part of the discussion of the Gemara.
Even so, though, he takes into account the rule of love.
No, he does. But I think the Ran says explicitly the machlokas between Rabbi Shuv and Levi and the Chachamim and the other Amoraim is when the Halacha Moshani Sinai says Shtayim Kehilchasan. What does Kehilchasan mean? We pointed out at the beginning of the sugya that Kehilchasan has two meanings potentially. What are the two meanings of Kehilchasan?
Size.
Land, proper land that everybody agrees and
touching.
Right, and then Tukim or the what's the Rish term again? Arima, right? That they're attached. So the Ran says the machlokas of Shuv and Levi and the Chachamim and the other Amoraim is an effect whether or not Shtayim Kehilchasan, where the Shlishis can be a Tepach, applies only to a case where it's also a Revan or even if it's just the proper length. That was the way the Ran explains. The Ran says that the Feirish, I think, on Vav, that's the machlokas of Shuv and Levi and the other Amoraim. Okay, so now let's go back. Let's start with the Gemara again. At the end of the Gemara, I'm not going to. I don't have to do the end. We spoke about that already, so we're going to come back to it as we go through it. So now, let's deal with the following question: what is the relationship? There are actually a whole bunch of questions here. Firstly, what was one of the striking things that we saw in the Rif? Starting with the beginning of the sugya. What was striking in the Rif?
He omitted. He doesn't quote the first part.
He begins with the sukkah asuya kamavoy. He leaves off v'chein le'inyan Shabbos of Rava. Why? Why does he leave it out? So here, there is a rush. What's the first one of the Marim Mekomas I put on that part? On the second section.
Rashi, there's the Rashi.
All right, so let's start with Rashi. Okay, Rashi, the Ritva, and then?
Aran in brackets, and the Rashi's in the
nine. Okay. So there are a couple of different issues that we're dealing with in this little block. But Rashi writes, the Rashi was the Ibramasa Lechain Lashabbos, right?
Yeah.
Afal pi shetzarech Lashabbos, shalosh mechitzos, leyaseis v'shus hayachid, even though ordinarily Shabbos requires three walls, however, Shabbos shel sukkah mutar lismoch al mechitzos ha-sukkah, im aser b'shus ha-rabim samoch lepischo sukkah. You can rely upon the walls of the sukkah if you made in the Rishus HaRabim. Why you're allowed to do that is a separate question. You're probably not. Why you're not allowed to do that? You're not allowed to put stuff in the Rishus HaRabim. Okay. But if he put it there, Samuch lepischo, sukkah de'imba eleshtayim kehilchosan or shlishis hapidutacha, machnis umotzi emen aleveso, and also you can carry dalet amos within the sukkah, v'af algav de'bishar shabbasos lo mishtari. Even though on other Shabbosos you wouldn't be allowed to carry in that area, carry into that area, inami bishar mechitzos she'enam shel sukkah, even on that Shabbos, on Sukkot, if you have another area with the same construction, but it's not a sukkah, you're not allowed to carry in there. Nonetheless, the Shabbos the sukkah, sharia. On Shabbos of Sukkot is permitted in the sukkah. Demigo dahu tevach agmer achmana lemoshe b'mechitzos sukkah deleve leidofen shlema l'shlema. Now, there's a problem that the Rishonim all are grappling with. And that is common throughout. And Rashi just glosses over it. He doesn't. He may gloss over it because he has a certain reading. Which is this really true?
in this sukkah, when you have the sukkah of a tefach, is it really true? Is it really true that halacha, that this is no good for Shabbos? In other words, is this what a sukkah of shnayim kiyuchasan u'shlishas afilu tefach looks like according to Rabba? And the answer to that question is, what came before in the Gemara? This is a little chazara. Yes, Morty? We did this on Thursday. Yeah, of which any number of which are yud. You need a tzuras ha-pesach. Tefach plus tefach made into a tzuras ha-pesach. Tefach and a tzuras ha-pesach. There was only one shita. We said it's the teres nami b'tzuras ha-pesach. And the kasha is, as we all know well, having slogged through that Yerushalmi, what's the din of a tzuras ha-pesach on Shabbos? It's a mechisa. Even the Rambam would allow multiple tzuras ha-pesach, as long as they're less than 10 amos wide, to enclose an area. That's called a payout, the Yerushalmi. And I don't think we require Megufefes the way that Mefarshei Yerushalmi explained it. We don't require little partial walls coming out of the ground. For Tzuras HaPesach, unless the Yerushalmi is only by Tzuras HaPesach greater than 10 Amos. But if a Tzuras HaPesach is less than 10 Amos, even the Rambam agrees, you can make an enclosed area with Tzuras HaPesach. By Kilayim, by Shabbos. So if you require this for the Sukkah on the third wall, there's no Chiddush here. In other words, it's mutter midaraisa to carry in this area and for Marisha Sayachat into this area. Why does Rava need a mina? That was the main question that we had on this. There was a secondary question that emerged, also which the Rishonim grapple with, which is why. Okay, what's the secondary question? Morty?
It's not actually mutter to carry in that on Shabbos.
Yeah. If I have the following on Shabbos, am I allowed to carry in that area? Why not, Noam?
There's
a drabbanon that says you need something on a ear. Maybe it's a lechi made in a chatzar, it's a pasar vav, depending on what this is. So the question is, number one, why do you need a migo midaraisa to be machshir the area to carry on Shabbos? And number two, however you machshir the area to carry on Shabbos when you have three walls, the sukkah is, let's say, machshir the third wall. That's nice, but you need four walls for Shabbos. You need four walls. So to compound those two matters, the Rif totally omits the din. And the question is, why does the Rif omit the din? And I can see two explicit answers in the Rishonim to address this issue. The Ran quotes one at the end, and the Rush says the other. Now, how is it possible that this area might not, that this wall might not require, how is it possible that a third wall might not require Tzuras HaPesach? Can you tell me? According to what construction and what shitos might a third wall not require Tzuras HaPesach to be good for the sukkah? And thus, it's a chiddush that since it's good for the sukkah, it's good for Shabbos. On Shabbos, if this weren't sukkahs, it would admonish not a wall. But because it's good for the sukkah, it's good for Shabbos. So can you come up with any cases, according to any shitos, that we would say that a third wall of a sukkah does not require a Tzuras HaPesach? Yeah, yeah.
The second Lashon of Rava,
which is V'niteres Nami V'Tzuras HaPesach, which means you have two choices in your sukkah. You can either do this, or you can do little. Okay? Those are your choices. So according to this shita, what Rava would be saying here is that in this case, where you chose to build your sukkah this way, where this is the tefach, right, then because it's a wall for sukkah, it's a wall for Shabbos as well. Here it's not a chiddush because it's a wall for Shabbos also. Tavir.
What do you draw as the extra line on the writer? One on the right? No, not that one.
That's a Tzuras HaPesach. That's the way I'm trying to show you. Line up. I'm sorry. You know, I don't have a better way of doing it. I suppose I could do it on a diagonal to try to create 3D.
But the basic sheet there is that the two halves add up to a total.
Correct.
But
the point is that this would be good on Shabbos anyway.
Right.
This is what's not good on Shabbos. So you have to say, if for Rabbah's din to make sense, you have to say, one way is to paskin like the second lashon of Rabbah, which we don't.
which we don't. So that's not going to work. But you could say, but by the way, if you said that, then you could argue that this Lashon of Rabbah is following the second Lashon of Rav in the previous Gemara, and why does the Rif omit it? Precisely? Because we don't pass it like that, so the case is irrelevant. There would be no case. But there's another possibility. What else might you say does not require a Tzuras HaPesach for the third wall? You got to remember, a Machlokas HaRishon we discussed in the previous Sugya. And what was that? Which type of a sukkah was Rava talking about in the three Lashonos? Shnayim kehilchasan, the Arevan, the L plus a third, or, which is the first discussion, or the sukkah Suri Kemabi, which is the second, or both? What were the options in the Rishonim? Right? And as the sukkah began on the bottom of Avam Abayis, Shnayim kehilchasan, shlishi safilu tefach, that was this. Right? And talking about what goes here. And then we had a second case, which was this, and wanting to know what goes here. And then Rava had to read the Shonus about requiring Tzuras HaPesach. Which of these cases does Rava go on? Remember, this was one, this was two, and then three was Rava. What does three go on? Your ear?
Maybe the three goes on the first case.
So everybody agrees three goes on the first case. They were bothered by, if it doesn't go on two, as most Rishonim assume it doesn't, then why was three put after two? Three should have gone after one. Two, as the Rav's language, should have been a Chatzitza. So the Rishonim give Teirutza. But there is one outlier in the Rishonim that we know explicitly, who says that three goes on two as well. And who is that? It's the Rambam. The Rambam mentions Tzuras HaPesach both according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's. Why did the Rishonim say? Why did most Rishonim say that Rambam's statement doesn't go on the second Lashon? Why doesn't it go on the second discussion of Sukkah Suya Kamapa? Why not, Morty? Correct. If you hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and you have a pas harba besamuch l'shlosha, meaning it's mamish a third wall, one, two, three mamish kosher walls, why would you require it Tzuras HaPesach? That's why the Ritva and the Ran, probably most Rishonim opine on the matter, assume that you require this Rava's Tzuras HaPesach only by case number one. If that's the case, don't we have another example of something that is good on Sukkos without a Tzuras HaPesach? Yes. According to most Rishonim, a case of Sukkah Suri Kamavoi, when you use a Pas Harba. And if that's the case, one can ask the following question. Rava's statement, how does the Rit Paskin? Legabe, how does the Rav Paskin legabe Rava's three Lashonos? We Paskin, we know. The Gemara does. How? Like Rishu ben Levi. So I have a question. Why then doesn't the Rif quote the first part of Rava b'chenin in Shabbos on the case, and you know why it's not a machitza legabe Shabbos in its own right? Because it's not Tzuras HaPesach. But since it's a good wall for Sukkah, it's a good wall for Shabbos as well.
The Pas Harba is the good wall, or the Tefach?
The Pas Harba. Pas Harba. In this case. So what do you think the Rush tries to prove about the Rif from this? From the fact that the Rif omitted Rava's first statement, V'chein Linin Shabbos, what does that prove that the Rif held? Proves that he held like the Rambam. That Tzuras HaPesach is required even for the Pas Harba, the Sukkah Suri Kamaveh for Bishu ben Levi. If the Rif holds that way, why does he now omit Rava's din? Rava's din. First din. Because it's irrelevant. It doesn't apply anywhere. It applied only according to the second Lashon of Rava. The Niteres Nami B'Tzuras HaPesach. But since we don't pass like that Lashon, and we always require a Tzuras HaPesach, no matter what the sukkah is. Therefore, Rava's first case is totally irrelevant. That's what the Rush says. I think the Rush's proof is. I think the Rush is wrong. I'll explain why in a second. I'm not sure what he had in mind. The Rush is on the Makaros, but I'll tell you why I think it's not compelling. Yes.
Isn't that a bit backwards? Because wouldn't the fact that
Rabba only talks about this case proved that we paskin like that?
Excellent. None of the Rishonim that I saw brought that raya, but that would have been an excellent, excellent, excellent raya. But it isn't. For the same reason why the rushes, proof is not a proof. I think you'll see. I think it's not a raya either. Let's talk about what this case is.
I'm going to describe what the Gemara's case of Sukkasu Kamabru Pasarba is. I don't care. You can decide how long these walls are. Now, right now, by the way, we're talking about the Raisa. We're not talking about the Rabbanans. We're talking only about the Raisas. Here's a Pasarba. This is Lavud. Is that good for Shabbos or not good for Shabbos?
Is the rush right? Where's the rush wrong? No, the rush is. I think that the rush is wrong. Is that good for Shabbos or not good for Shabbos? If I think that the rush is wrong, what do you have to say to me?
It is good for
Shabbos. It is good for Shabbos, and his proof collapses. In other words, why is this good for Shabbos?
Because
it's mamish three walls. What is this area? What do we call this?
A door.
A Pesach. Now, so, but this is three walls, and I'll even argue, is this Omid Merubah L'Paretz or Paretz Merubah L'Omid? It's Omid Merubah L'Paretz, right? These two walls, okay, and these two are open. I'm going to assume Mavoi is typically, the definition of Mavoi usually is longer and narrower. In other words, rectangular with the short side open for the Rosh Hashanah. So the truth is, see, what this is not the same thing as this. This is not being matir a Mavoi and a foolish with a Lechi. This is not the Mavoi between the Chachamim. This is an Amish Mechitza. It's a mechitza of seven tvachim. I don't know if you need seven tvachim. I'm not sure. I could be wrong. I would think that that is the din. That is the din of Rosh Hashayach of the Shabbos, because there are mamish three walls. If this is less than ten amos, it's a pesa. That's all. I don't know why that doesn't work.
Now maybe the Rosh doesn't assume this way, but that's what I would assume. Now, Noam, once you assume that way, then this won't answer. In other words, you wanted to say that the fact that Rava even utters what he utters should prove that it's relevant by a case which doesn't require Tzuras of Pesach. And it means that there is a case that doesn't require Tzuras of Pesach, even according to the third Lashon of Rava, and that would be Sukkasir Kamavoy. But what I'm pointing out to you is that case also Rava should be irrelevant to, because it's got three walls. In other words, the kasha is going to be a kasha, but the other Rishonim can't turn around and use it as a proof against the Rambam and this hypothetical Rif position, because at the end of the day, even if you say like them that the din of Tzuras HaPesach doesn't apply to that, the kasha still remains. It's irrelevant according to Rava, right? So the kasha remains in place either way. It isn't really so. I think the Rush's proof is not so compelling, but your turning it around as a proof to the other Shitos in that case is also not compelling. Yes. The Rush himself, by the way, I'm not sure that he agrees with the Rif. He doesn't. He in principle thinks the Rif is wrong, but he doesn't want to be Mekel Kenegdo, and his proof, in Sivav, he tells you, I hadn't read Sivav. Sivav, he tells you, as I'm going to prove later, that the Rif holds this way, and it's in Zion that he really next paragraph that he attempts to prove this. Yes.
Is there a mention anywhere in Erevin or Shabbos of the minimum size of a mechitza?
I assume it's 4 tefachim, because that's a reshus for Shabbos. That's my guess. That would be my guess.
So wouldn't the pasar ba, like, you wouldn't even need it to be lavud? You could just have a pasar ba.
No, because then you have. I don't know if that would work, because maybe it's possible for Shabbos. Maybe in Chanan.
Maybe even if it was a little more than love and remove, it's still considered third wall. Efshar. I'm not 100% sure, but it might be.
Either way, that won't. The question still remains in place. So the question then is why. So the Rif might omit it because it's only stated, according to the one Shita, that Tzuras HaPesach is not needed necessarily by a sukkah, and therefore you could have a case that wasn't walls for Shabbos, but is a wall for sukkah. But since we paskin that every potential option, let's put it that way, requires a Tzuras HaPesach for sukkah, memela for Shabbos, you already have three walls, and therefore you don't have a migo. Morty.
I think the Rif would consider that a Pesach been outside. So therefore,
touche. Okay. The question is whether that Tzuras HaPesach is added in the Raisa than the Rabban. So then you could turn around and say, I feel like I'm a populist here, that according to the Rush,
that he understands that the Rif holds that Tzuras HaPesach Sham and Hashan and Atzad is Pasul Min HaTorah. Okay, which is possible. Okay, everybody hear what Morty suggested? In which case, your comment will remain is resuscitated as well. Right, which is from the fact that Rava bothers the comment on this. Why don't we assume that obviously Rava assumes that that Tzuras HaPesach is not necessary in this case? Okay, so you've answered the rush well, but you've also now pointed out that it could have been read exactly the opposite direction. Okay, good.
Fine. Now there is a shita in the Rishonim that explains the following, and you have to appreciate the beauty of this shita. They were bothered by the second question. Our question is, why is this not good for Shabbos Min HaTorah? Why does it make it sound like Rava holds that the Migo works Midaraisa, but since Midaraisa it's good for Sukkah, even though Midaraisa it's no good for Shabbos, we allow a Migo to count the wall for Shabbos as well. But we had a second question. What was the second question again? It's Asur Midarabonah to carry in the space. Granted that Sukkah gets you a third wall, but how is it worth it to carry in that space? So there are some Rishonim, we don't know who they are, but they're cited by the Ran and cited by the Ritva. I think the Ritva cites it. Which is that when Rava says V'chein Ilan Shabbos, all he means is not that it's mutter to carry in it, but that if you throw an object from the Rosh Hasharabim into the Sukkah on Shabbos, you're Chayav Chatas. Because since the third wall is a wall for Sukkah, it is therefore a third wall for Shabbos and converts it Midoraisa into Rosh Hasharabim. You're not allowed to carry in the sukkah and carry in and out of the sukkah to the house because midrabanan you require four walls. But if you throw from the Rosh Hasharabim into the sukkah, you chayev achatas. Now, if that's the case, why does the Rif omit it? This shita, I believe, was developed A, to solve that problem, the rabbanan problem. Our kasha was, what good does it do you having a third wall if you need four walls for Shabbos? So what's the answer according to the shita? In three words, enoch en amin. It isn't good to actually carry it on Shabbos. The issue of the Rabbanon remains in place. All the Migo does to work on a Daraisa level, and what's the Nafkamina Midoraisa if you're not allowed to carry it? If you throw from the Rosh Hasharabim into this. What's the second? Now, what other problem does it solve? It solves the problem of why did the Rif omit the first part of the Gemara? And why so? How does it solve that problem? Morty?
There would be no reason to build this up then, right?
No. You could still eat it. Just can't move Dalet Amos with him. Why would the Rif omit the din? What kind of dinim does the Rif cite in his commentary?
Practical.
Dinim that are halacha lemasiv is not azeh. If Rabba's statement was only a statement, legabe chiyuv chatas, and had no practical nafkaminas, because it's also anyway because you don't have a fourth wall, which was your starting assumption. Your starting assumption is that you couldn't do anything in it because you had only two walls, and it was Rosh Hasharabim. Now that we've turned to Rosh Hashayaka, but you're not allowed to carry it because it doesn't have a fourth wall, so there's no nafkamina bizman as that. The nafkamina is if you throw an object to it, are you chayav chatas or not? Now, the truth is, I could punch a hole in that as well. Why? There is a nafkamina. You know what the nafkamina is? Yeah, let's sick you on this one.
I mean, there's always hundreds of nafkaminas, but it's going to be a banner.
No. I want the nafkamina here. What's the nafkamina? Lamaisa. Lamaisa.
I mean, like I said, I can think of Lamaisa nafkamina.
Give me a normal case. Here. Let me draw my thing. Okay. Okay, we have a Tzuras HaPesach, right? Now we have to have a case.
One second.
Answer the second question. So we have to come up. Let's come up. There's another way, by the way. I mentioned this last time. There's another way of getting this that it's not a machiav. I'm going to use this now because this thing will illustrate why it's important. Let's say I have a tefach shochet here, and I make a tzuras haPesach of arba. That's what the Ritva quotes Balei HaTosafot saying. What he seems to accept, that is what the tzuras haPesach means. Is this good for Shabbos on its own? Why not?
Doesn't have to be.
Right, because certainly in order to carry in this area, you would need a wall extending here as well. And you don't have it. And so what's the nafkamina now? What's the nafkamina if you're not allowed? I want to know, what is it that would be mutter? What is that would be mutter on Shabbos that's now usr because you've made a third wall? I know what the chiyuv is, but what would have been mutter before?
Well,
The answer is simple. If this is a Rishus Arabim, am I allowed to move the object two amos into this space? When it's not on Sukkos, I'm allowed to, because I'm allowed to move an object less than four amos from Rishus Arabim. Interestingly enough, why would you have thought that it's usser to move the object two amos from Rishus Arabim? Morty? Chatzi Shir. There's no din of Chatzi Shir by moving. You're allowed to move it less than Dalet Amos Shram, even with the Rabbanim. So that's why. So what I would say to the Rishonim, you're wrong. You can't turn to me and say, you know why the Rif doesn't cite it? Because the only thing that this does for Shabbos and Sukkos is that if I throw an object from Rishus Rabbim in here, I'm Chayiv Chatas. Whereas if it were in Sukkos and I threw an object from here to here, I would be Potor. So and therefore, there's no nafkamina mizban hazeh because it's only the chiyuv chatas. That's wrong. There's a nafkamina. Whether it's mutter to do that, if it's less than dalet amos, can I move from here to here? So on Shabbos, which comes out on Sukkos, because we say migo, it's an issur deraisa, and it's osur and it's issur deraisa. But if it were Shabbos not on Sukkos, not only would it not be an issur deraisa, it wouldn't even be an issur derabanan. It would be mutter to move the object here. So the truth is, the Ran doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. He rejects it. But I think that even accepting the premises, I think it may not be correct. Yes?
You can use like machita more than 10, for example. Don't we hold that if it was a machita, it wouldn't work?
On what?
If it's, it has to be unmuga ala palace. If it's can you do less than that?
I don't. Number one, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure not, because the whole discussion takes place in Bika, which is a caramelist.
We would hold that RA works on Jewish.
I don't know why not.
I read all the Juva and they all talk about we have to make it to a caramelist.
No, I know that. I know we still have to have Omeid Merubala Paretz. We believe it's Rosh HaPesach. It's called Omeid. What? No, I know we don't allow RA within the Rosh Hashanah. I know that. I don't know why. It doesn't fit the criteria. I don't know exactly why.
Okay.
I don't know why.
So could you make that kind of error? If you made something to that kind of error, wouldn't that be an opportunity? If the sukkah makes it into a car release, then then if you made the sukkah correct, then that would make it to a shayate.
I mean, I can't think that far. Okay. So anyway, so bottom line is, the two reasons that are offered why the Rif, that I've seen, and why the Rif omits it. One is because the Rif holds that the whole case of Rav is irrelevant. It only works if you hold that a certain cases don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. But since, according to the Rif, every case requires a Tzuras HaPesach, Memela, it's already a And the second explanation offered explains why we're not concerned about the Issur Rabbanan, because of course we hold the Issur Rabbanan. Of course you're not allowed to carry this on Shabbos. The only thing that changes when you turn into three-wall Rosh Hashayachat on Shabbos is now there's an Issur Daraisa of carrying from the Rosh Hashayachat into that. It's a Chiyuv Chatas, whereas beforehand there was no Chiyuv Chatas, but at the end of the day, there's no nafkamin, there's nothing that's permitted now because we make the third wall into a Shabbos wall that would have been prohibited otherwise. Okay. That is the first step. Let's read the Ran. Turn to page Vav in the Ran, in the Oz Vahadar. So the Ran is going to try to answer our question in a way that I think is a non-answer, I think. But we'll see how he gives it. Garcina Bigamara. Everybody have it? Omer Rabba. V'chein the Shabbos. Migo davia dofen lin sukkah havia dofen lin Shabbos. Perish afa gabdent l'inan Shabbos. L'shabuye rishas hayachar b'inan shalosh machitzos gemuros. B'Shabbos shal sukkah muta lismoch amachitzos shal sukkah masabr shasarab m'samach l'pischo l'hachanitz l'hotzihim enu l'veso l'talta b'chula. The Afa Gav the Bishar Shabbos Haslo Mishtari Inami Bishar Mechitzo Shenim Shal Sukkah Afilu Hachi L'Shabbos Shal Sukkah Sharia. That's just Rashi. Demigo Demahani L'Inyan Sukkah Lecho V'Lishon B'Socha. I mean, it's a third wall to make it into a kosher sukkah to eat and to sleep in it. So therefore, Mahani Nami L'Shabbos the Sukkah L'Inyan Shabbos Shemoto L'Taltel B'Sukkah. V'chi tema v'chevan de asikna de dofen shlishis tefach bepachos mishlosha v'tzures ha-pesach be'inan
Amai itzrachinan migo le'inyan isura de'oraisa. So this is the kasha we've been dealing with all day. Why is the migo needed mid'oraisa if you already have three walls that makes it a shaseyachad min ha'torah? Ha dofen ma'al yahina mi le'inyan Shabbos. Now, it's a regular wall for Shabbos. V'leka man da'omar de'lo sagi le'inyan Shabbos de'shalosh mechitzot mid'oraisa. So I want to push back on this a little bit. I don't think that's why the shita was developed, but who holds that Gimel Mechitzos are not a Rishas HaYachad Midaraisa? Who holds that way? I mentioned this on Thursday, I believe. The Rambam. What does the Rambam hold? Rambam holds it's a Karmelis. Right, the simple reading of the Sugya in Erev and Daf, you had Bezem and Bez, I skimmed it for you, was the Gemara to have, I mean, the Machlokis is the four Mechitzos, that the four Mechitzos is the Raisa needed for Rishas HaYachid, three is not a Rishas HaYachid, and then the Gemara Turan said, no, absolutely wrong. The Machlok, the issue in the Gemara and the Machlokis about what is a Lechi for? What are the two choices? Heck or Mechitza. And the Gemara, they had a Machlokis, whether or not throwing into an area, initially the Gemara thought with three walls and a lechi, whether or not Yechayiv, and the Gemara thought the Machlokas was that everybody agrees that four walls is Rosh Hashayach of the Shabbos, and the Machlokas is whether a lechi is a fourth wall or it's just a heker. Then the Gemara turns and says, no, that's totally wrong, based upon whatever problematic aspect of the text, and the Gemara says, no, it's talking about a mavoi with two walls, plus a lechi, and if you throw an object from the Rabbim into there, it's a machlokas whether Yechayiv achat. That's why, because everybody agrees about three walls is a Rosh Hashayach midaraisa, and the machlokas is whether lechi is a mechitza or a heker. So that seems to be the maskan of the Gemara, and Rabbah drew a distinction. Etch this into your mind. What did Rabbah, as opposed to Rava, hold about lechi and korah? Rava held that way. Rava came later. Rava held that lechi is mishum mechitza, korah is mishum heker. Now, what other nafgamina emerges from whether or not a lechi is a mechitza or a heker? A different famous gemara in Eruv and Morty.
I don't remember the term, but
when
that you didn't put there.
Yes, a lechi ha'omed be'elav. A lechi that was there on its own. You didn't plant it there, you didn't put it there, it was just there. So if lechi is mishum mechitza, it doesn't matter how it got there, it's still mechitza. But if lechi is only working mishum heker, then it's not a heker if you didn't put it there. So that, the Rishonim will claim, that machlokas, Abai and Rava, will be paskin like Abai, that a lechi ome me'elav, at least the Rif does. He holds as the lamed of the Yal Kagam, we hold like Abai, that it's good, which means he holds like Rava as well, that lechi is mishum mechitza, not mishum heker. Against Rava. Yes, Kester.
Isn't that understanding of Heker that a lechi, the one that's standing by itself, is that working under the assumption that a Heker is only works based on like memory of putting it there?
No, Heker is supposed to serve as a reminder to the person there. So when the person sees the korah, he sees the lechi, gotta remember, it's Shabbos, for Shabbos not to carry out. He sees a tree there, he says, beautiful tree, let me have an apple. It's not going to serve the function of remind him because the tree was there on its own. Right? Or if the post was there as part of a different structure or something, it just happened to be sticking out there, he's not going to think, oh, it's a reminder for Shabbos because he didn't put it there for Shabbos purposes.
And this is like a tiny bit off topic. Does that mean that like if you were to assign that tree, like you put a sign on the tree, this is my lechi tree, then it would be fine?
I don't know. And I hear the question. You know, when something is, you know, and what if you took your sukkah, which was more than 20 amos according to Rabbah, and you took my phone, some of you probably have this, I turn on my phone.
Put signs that say look up?
No, I think the kind of lights that flash on the thing are enough to give a person an epileptic seizure. So let's say there's a new mall in Yerushalayim. I was there last January, Relton Mall.
Cinema City.
If you walk in, you can get, literally you get an epileptic seizure walking around the main area. What Meshugayim thought of such a thing? Crazy. Absolutely crazy. So, what if you put one of those? What if you built your sukkah like that, Kesser?
Oh my God.
You put it on top. So, according to Rabbah, everybody's going to see the tach. Nobody's going to want to sit in the sukkah. That's like making your tach from a davar shereich ra. But everybody's going to see the tach. Would artificially creating the idea, will that work? Probably not, is my guess. Okay. Anyway. So the Ran says,
The Ran says, so that's the problem. What, if you require it, Tzuras HaPesach, how does the Migo work midoraisa? So the Ran says, Lav Kushahi. He says, it's not a kasha. The Ika Gavne Tuva, the Sagi Besukah, Velo Sagi Beshabes Afilu Doraisa. There are many instances where something works for Sukkah min HaTorah and does not work for Shabbos min HaTorah, and that's where the Migo will apply. Kigon Poritz Meruba La'omeh, the Shari B'Sukkah, the Osir B'Shabbos, the Isa B'Gemara. The Gemara itself quotes that, that normally on Shabbos, Poritz Meruba La'omeh is no good. By Sukkah, it's good. And he gives an example. Kigon Shedofen Mizraches Harucha Harbe, Shimu Teres B'Sukkah. Oh no, that's the next case, 1 second. Second case. Shedofen Mizraches Arucha Harbe, Shimuteres Pesukha Keneged Kal Arka. What is this case? Here's the eastern wall. Here's the western wall. Okay? They're both part of Jerusalem. Okay. Now, what's the din in a sukkah? Where am I allowed? I was amazed. No matter what your politics. It was a shock that a U.S. diplomat couldn't imagine. That it, to any Israeli, it's inconceivable that the Western Wall won't remain part of Israel. Okay. We live in an Olam Hafach, that's all I can say. Okay, so anyway, which is the area, if this is area A, okay, and this is area B, what's good in a sukkah? What? What was that? What did you say?
I wish for it to be annex.
Huh? Yeah, I was going to say, someone said it depends if owners of A and XB. Fine. Okay. So anyway, which is good in a sukkah? And here's where the wall ends here. Here's where the wall ends here. What's the din by sukkah?
Both are good.
What's the din by Shabbos, not on sukkahs? Keneged HaKatzar. Only A. So in this case, if this is a Rosh Hasharabim around here in this area, for sure this is going to be a Rosh Hasharabim. It's mamish open to it. I mean, probably, for sure. Okay, so you have to think about whether the roof does anything to you, because the Rosh Hasharabim cannot be Makorah. So, but it's certainly, it's hard to imagine. It's about to be Tzidei Rosh Hasharabim, I don't know. So the Ran says, the Ran is claiming this is Midaraisa, and I wonder whether that's one of those, maybe it can't be Rosh Hasharabim because it's Makorah. I don't know. The requirements to be Rosh Hasharabim generally are publicly owned, 16 amos wide, Mefulash Mishar on the Shire, it has cannot be Makorah. And some say it has to have 600,000 people pass there every day. Those first four, I believe, are not disputed. Not disputed. So anyway, so the Ran says the following. Uchagon shedofa mizrachis arucha harbe shimu teres basukha keneged kal orka. Kedamrina beso perikin gemara shepesel ayotzim in asukha nidon kesukha. Ubishabis einamu teres elo keneged akotzar. Bahani gavne tzrichin on migo afilu lidde oraisa. That's where you need it. Now, I have a question for you. Does this answer the question? Why not? This is a little bit of a sleight of hand trick. Like, the Ran plays a little bit of sleight of hand here. It leaves me a little unhappy. In the next paragraph, the Ran does something very sharp, much different than here. But why is this sleight of hand? There are three cases now that Migo is being applied to. And the Ran is saying that one is the Rabbanan and two are the Raisa. What are the three cases that Migo applies to? When I say one is the Rabbanan, it means it's already good mid the Raisa for Shabbos. What? What's that?
Does it mean the three cases mentioned in the Gemara, like
No. In the Ran that he's just spoken about, there were three cases where we use Migo. Case number one, which was the problem, was what? Shtayim kehochasan u'shlish safilu tefach. Because since you needed Tzuras HaPesach for the third wall, it's good for Shabbos as well. So the Ran says, don't bother me with that. Because I need Migo Midaraisa for Paretz Merubala Omeid and for Pesal Ayotzim in Asukah. When one dofen is Arucha. So that's very nice, but what's the problem with that statement? Morty?
At least for Pesach, you still shouldn't be able to carry it on Shabbos.
Why not?
You don't have four walls there.
Well, you don't have three walls even in part of it. That's exactly his point. That's why you say Migo. Oh, no. What's my problem? What is, where does Rava utter his statement? What case does he utter it on?
The
Braisa, the Shtayim Kilchasan Shlish Tafilu Tefach. She's telling me there the Migos only need the Rabbanon? And you're going to come up with other cases where it's good needed Midaraisa. That's very strange. Right? And that's why the other Rishonim didn't want to say that way. Neither the Rush nor the opinion he's going to quote at the end here. So, yes, no.
How do we know that he's commenting on that right
now? Well, Rava says, V'chein l'inyan Shabbos. What do you think he was commenting on? The Gemara quotes it right here.
Is it possible?
And in fact, the Pisca in the Gemara says, what? What does it say? Right before Rava says, V'chein l'inyan Shabbos, no. What? Before Amar Rava V'chein l'inyan Shabbos.
Oh, before.
Yeah, that's the Braisa. So the Ran is a little unusual. Now, he may be answering in the next line. What does the Ran say in the next line? Umid the Rabbanon, vaday pshita velo sagi velo migo, dhaba eruvin, ba'i bedofen revius, o pas arba b'chotzer, o lechi o kora b'mabai kidi isa ve'eruvin. But you certainly do need the migo on a Rabbanon level. Right? What does that mean? I think he's answering the question, even though it's not compelling. He's saying, Echanami. Rava does say amigo, and he says it on Shtayim Kehil Chasan Shlish Shafil Tefach. Ah, but the amigo only works through Rabbanon there. Echanami, but you still need it mid Rabbanon. Why? Because mid Rabbanon, if it were your Shabbos, what would the din be, Noam? Because it doesn't have a fourth wall. So here, because it's good to make it a sukkah, for the mitzvahs of sukkah, it's good for the Rabbanon of Shabbos. That's how the Ran seems to be answering the question, but it's not a particularly persuasive answer. But now he says, V'harabafasi zal lo ksava lahad derava behilchos. Ulefikach dochaku lomar, dahad derava lesa ela leshavuye rishos hayachid lechayev azori posocho, avolo sheimuta letalta bechula. So what do they say? I explained this before. Because they were bothered by the Rabbanon Shaila, how is it mutter to carry in there on Shabbos? Granted that the sukkah gets you a third wall, but you need four walls, so the answer is, in a chanami, you're not allowed to carry into it. Because it's awesome in the Rabbanon. The Migo only works on a Daraisa level to be mechayev you. However, this highlights the problem. Why does the Ran not like this? He says, why does the Ran not like this? It's very elementary. Why does the Ran not like this approach? I basically just gave you the answer in the immediately preceding discussion. In order to give this teretz, what do you have to assume about the migo? Daraisa derabanan, on a daraisa. And what case does it have to be going on then? Shtayim kehilchasan shlishi safilu tefach. But the Ran has already established that once you have shtayim kehilchasan shlishi safilu tefach and you have a tzuras pesach, well, guess what? It's already good midaraisa. The migo's not working midaraisa at all. So what does it accomplish? It accomplishes nothing midaraisa, nothing midrabanan. So the Rishonim who gave this teretz assume it does accomplish something midaraisa. So for them somehow it has to be that it wasn't the Rishus Hayachid previously, and now it's a Rishus Hayachid. So they're going to have to assume some type of a different answer. They're going to have to assume, like the Ritzvah B'Shem Atosos, that the Tzuras HaPesach was only Arba Tvachim. They're going to have to assume that, unlike the Rush, will that work? No, because you have Tzuras HaPesach. They're going to have to assume that according to the Rif, does a sukkah suya kimavoy and gets a pasar ba, does that require Tzuras HaPesach? The answer is no. And therefore, according to the Rif, what are we left with? We're left with that. What did one of you already cleverly establish for me, Morty? According to the Rif, what's the din of that on Shabbos? where you have a pasar ba to make a second wall, and then you have an opening to the right. What does the riff assume? What's that? You can't carry me the right. So why? Because a Pesach is not made benatzad. A Pesach has to be be'emsa. So the other Rishonim would have to say, according to the Rif, according to the Rif, that in fact is no good menator on Shabbos. But since it's good on Sukkah, migo davis dofen le'inyan Sukkah, have dofen le'inyan Shabbos. And therefore, that's why the migo works, to be mechayiv if you throw for the Rosh Hasharab into that. But it doesn't solve your midrabanan problem, that's why the Rif omits it, because it's not halacha l'maisa. Okay. Yes, Morty.
Just to clarify, according to the Ram, the Migo does work with the Rabbanan, and you wouldn't be allowed to carry in that.
Correct. The Migo works with the Rabbanan. He has to say that. Because otherwise, there would be no point of Rabbah uttering a statement on the case of Shtayim Gichsan, Ashlish Shvil Tefach, where the Migo doesn't work with the Raisa, and then it doesn't work with the Rabbanan. Obviously, it works with the Rabbanan. Okay. Let's take a look at the Rush for a moment. Aleph Zayin. The Rush says the following: Amar Rabba v'chein l'Shabbos migo dahav yedofen in tzuka havinami mechitza in Shabbos. Aleph Zayin in the Rush. Perek Aleph, Simen Zayin. It begins with Shtayim Kilchasan. Are you in the Oz Vahadar? It's page Dalet in the Rush. You sure you're looking in the Rush?
Yeah.
Shtayim kichasana shlishis. Amar Rabba v'chein l'Shabbos migad d'dofen l'sukah v'nami chitzin l'Shabbos. Harav Alfasi hishmit meimar zod the Rabba v'kosa be'meimar sacheres the Rabba. B'hainu taima mishum de'pasach de'boi nami tzuras ha'pesach. Even by a case of sukkah suri kamavoy, umilsa the pshita he came and the ikah shloshim achitzos ma'alius damrin amigo. The misa the sukkah suri kamavoy lo bayit zuras haPesach lo ayala lahashmut meimrazav. So the Rush is saying that if the Rif in fact did not hold like the Rabbam, if the Rif held that a sukkah suri kamavoy doesn't require zuras haPesach, it just requires a pasar ba because that's a mechitza shlema, then the Rif would have quoted this din because that's where Rava's statement would have been relevant. But since the Rush says the Rif must hold, if you go back to the previous Rush at the end of Simen Vav, where the lines, at least in those Vahadar, the last wide line before the Haggah indents, Ela Sheva, the Rush thought that it only goes on number one, not on number two in the Gemara, but he says Ela Sheva Fasizal Islay Svarachrona Kimosha Afarish. The Rif doesn't tell you where, it's the very next paragraph. That's what he meant. Now, the Rif holds what we call, identified as the Rambam Shita, is he's going to prove here. Because that's the only reason why the Rif omits the din. Because since the Rif holds that a Tzuras HaPesach is required by every third wall of a Sukkah when it's not Mamish wall at Shlema, therefore the Rif says that it's that you never have Amigo Midaraisa, and therefore he doesn't quote Rava's first statement. So, okay, and therefore, in this case, where Morty correctly observed, possibly, that the Rif would hold, that's no good menat Torah, because you can't say that the opening on the right is a Pesach, because that's a Tzuras HaPesach menatzad, according to the Rif. Therefore, the only way the Rif is mekel is when you have a Tzuras HaPesach on that gap, and that makes it a solid wall, and therefore, it is already good min HaTorah on Shabbos, and therefore, there's no need for Rava's Meimra. There's no Din of Amigo on a Doraisa. Okay. Any questions so far? All right, I'd like to do one more thing here, which is to look at Tosfos. That this is a, on Zion Amid Beis, we may not get through all of it, but this is a Tosfos that to understand, you have to carefully tease out what is bothering Tosfos. What is bothering Tosfos? Now, one of the problems in this Tosfos is that Tosfos doesn't tell you what, we know how many walls are in this sukkah, on this sikech agaboy mavoy sheish bolache, according to Rashi. How many real walls are there? Two. Right? In Rashi's Dibor Maschil, he adds in the word mefulash. Now, when you start reading this Tosfos Rabosai, you don't know that Tosfos disagrees with Rashi yet. You don't know that Tosfos is assuming, of course, there are three walls. Now, if you assume there are three walls, we mentioned before, what's the obvious kasha that comes up? What's the obvious kasha? What's the obvious kasha if you need three walls? If this is a mavu with three walls? Noah?
You don't need the
tefach for the sukkah. Now, you might be puzzled that Tosfos isn't asking. You know, you wouldn't think that Tosfos thinks three walls, because Rashi said two, and if you'd required three, why wouldn't Tosfos be asking about the tefach? But you have to be patient. Tosfos asked that question later in the Tosfos. Tosfos starts out by saying the following. Bein l'manda amar b'perakam ed eirivin, lechi mishum ekeira. Bein l'amanda amar mishum mechitza, kasha. Ma inyan sukkah, deboi mechitzos da'oraisa, l'mavoy d'rabanan, d'medaraisa b'lo lechi shari. So when you read this line slowly in Tosfos, you realize immediately, when Tosfos says, in this scenario, the mavui does not require anything mid the rabbanon, even the lechi, obviously what kind of a mavui does not require a lechi even mid the rabbanon? Only requires a lechi mid the rabbanon?
Three walls.
One with three walls. If there are only two walls, then efshar that a lechi might help, according from Yehuda. But if you have three walls, you don't need the lechi at all min haTorah. So Tosfos, this is where it becomes obvious initially, if you think it through, Tosfos is assuming a three-wall mavui. So Tosfos asks the question, what relevance is sukkah that requires mechitzos midoraisa, where we want to say that migo, that it's a dofen l'inyan sukkah, the third wall in haTorah, therefore lagabe mavui sheish bo lechi, it's also a wall. Since a lechi is good by Shabbos to be a wall, therefore, it's good in a sukkah on Shabbos as well. So Tosfos' question is, one second, how does a lechi work min haTorah legabe Shabbos here? How does a lechi work min haTorah legabe Shabbos? With a mavui with three walls? It doesn't. It doesn't work min haTorah at all. So how can you make a migo to sukkah? Now Tosfos says, v'yesh lomar, demayri b'lechi tefach. No, we're talking about a lechi, which is a tefach. Kidamrina le'el, dimamido bepachos migimel samach lodofen. What's another word for that? No. You mamid the tefach within three tvachim of the wall. What is that called? No, it is, but what's the case? Tefach shochik. Tosfos says, dahainu midrabanan. Tosfos claims that according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, tefach shochik is only midrabanan. You know what's midaraisa? What's midaraisa for the third wall? Tefach. The hainu midrabanan uba shabbos sharia yudei migo. Vafilu besamach ledofen, even though there's no gap. Aval ein letareitz the tefach sukkah midrabanan u midaraisa b'chol shehu. You know what another way around it would have been? That midaraisa, all you need is a kol shehu in the third wall, and midrabanan you require a tefach. How would that solve the problem? The very same way. You would say that a sukkah suya kemavu, sukkah sike chagabe mavu sheish bo lechi, since it's good as a fourth wall for Shabbos, it's also good as a third wall for Sukkah. Namely, if you have a lechi of a tefach. And you would have said, you know why that's only midrabanan? Because midaraisa, what do you require? A kol shehu. So Tosfos says, don't say that. You know why? The Gemara Nida collects five things that are not explicit in the Torah, but are midaraisa, require tefach. They don't count the fact that a korah has to be a tefach wide by a mavoi, because that's only a rabbinic requirement. It only calculates those things that are written in the Torah, but the shir is not spelled out. So Tosfos says, you see, that the third wall being a tefach on sukkah is definitely a din daraisa. It's not a kol shehu. But tefach shochek, Tosfos says, that's midrabanan. So what a rabba statement should be taken to mean is that if you are mesakech on a mavoi which has a lechi, a tefach wide, which is not needed for Shabbos, by the way. For Shabbos, all you need is kol shehu. But since you have since the lechi functions midrabanan, however big it is on Shabbos, to be the fourth wall, if you make it a tefach wide, where it's sufficient min haTorah, it works for the din derabanan on Sukkos, of being instead of having a tefach shochek, it's enough to have this tefach. V'im tomar, so that's the first question. V'im tomar, umavoi zeh, em yesh bo gimel mechitzos, gemuros, tefek leid, de below lechi, asukkah ksheira, de kaimelan, kerabanan, da amishtayim, kilchasan, or shlishas afilu tefach. This is the question we started with. What do you mean, if you have a mavoi that's three walls, that you need, that you can make use a migo, that since the lechi is good for Shabbos, it's good for sukkah? What are you talking about? You don't need the lechi for sukkah. Why?
You have three walls already. Now, Tosus is going to answer. Skip Vuvah Kuntras for a moment. Skip to the end of Tosus. V'yesh lomar. Dela ola mayri b'mavoy sasa migimel ruchos. U'mayri kigon she'sichech litzar halechi u'lefnim litzar habatim lo sichech. The hashta in lezosuke elashtei mechitzot v'lachiyachar. Right? That's the case we gave, guys. Right? This case. Where you're mesakech on the outside, but not on the inside. So lagabe Shabbos, how many walls does the mavoy have in that case? How many walls does the mavoy have? In this case? Three. How many walls does the sukkah have? Two. And that's why, since the lechi, Tosa says, works midrabanan on Shabbos to make the fourth wall, the lechi can work midrabanan to satisfy the tefach shochek on sukkahs as well when it comes out on Shabbos. As long as you have a tefach there. Why? Because if you're less than a tefach, it's not good midoraisa. And the lechi that's working on Shabbos is only working on the rabbanan level. So that's how Tosus answered the two questions. But Rashi said, Uva kuntras perish, de mayri bimavoy mafulash. How does, which of one of the two problems of Tosus does Rashi solve? If it's a mavoy mafulash, which of the problems does it solve, Rav Osai? Morty? I'm sorry, Tehan. What? There were two problems. One was, how does the Migo help you from Shabbos to Sukkah, if by Shabbos the Lechi only is needed midrabanan, and by Sukkah you want a third wall midaraisa? The answer Tosus gave is that we already have the third wall midaraisa for Sukkah. We have a tefach, and what it's makel on is the tefach shochek. The second kasha was, isn't this good as a Sukkah? You have three walls. The answer is no. The Schach doesn't adjoin the third wall. Rashi's answer, which of these questions does it solve? Think for a moment. Does it solve the problem, isn't this a kosher sukkah already? Because we have three walls? Does it solve that problem? Yes. How many walls does the sukkah have? Does the mavi have according to Rashi? According to Rashi? Two. So the second question of Tosus is irrelevant. What do you mean it's a good sukkah already, Minotaur? It's not. It's only got two walls. And that's number one. Number two, the initial kasha of Tosus. But the lechi is only needed mid the rabbanan. Is that true according to Rashi? No, because how many walls do you have according to Rashi? Two. What does the lechi do? Makes the third wall mid haTorah, lechi mishum achitza. Rashi's approach has to be assuming two things. Number one, lechi mishum. And number two, like Rabbi Yehuda, that if you have two walls and you stick a lechi on one side, it's good mid haTorah. If you take a look at the Rush for a moment, in Siv Ches, Tanya, I'm going to skip the first part. Tess, excuse me. Amar Rabba, Sikech al gabe mavoy sheyesh lalechi mitzad echad kshera. Perush, mavoy mafulash, v'yesh lalechi mitzad echad. U'mitzad hasheni ein bo tikun kshera, ein bo tikun. Kshera hasukka b'shabes. Avalo bechol. Why? Valiba the Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, I think it should be. The Rav Yehuda. The Amar Perakama the Erevin. Mavui she'eno roi l'shito. Perish shumafulash. Hechshiro belechi. Hazorok l'tochachayv. It is Rabbi Yehuda. Meyer. Right? If you have a mavui hamafulash and you put a lechi there, Rabbi Yehuda says you throw into it, yechayv achatas. Hechshira b'korah hazorek l'tocha pater. Why? Because savar lechi mishum achitza, v'korah mishum heker. V'af al gad the b'shabes the alma osa l'talta b'mavoi kevan shu paretz b'rech revi. Mishum, forget this part, but mishum it's a sukkah yitira l'talta, k'mo shitira l'gabe pase b'roz. V'af al gad the k'amar hasam rabba omar echad zev echad zev mishum heker. Rava garsin and hasam shahaya tamidah shal rabba. Isn't this beautiful in the Rush? He says like Rashi, two walls. But two walls, how does a lechi help to make it into Roshos HaYachid? Number one, lechi mishum achitza, like Rabba himself holds. And number two, like Rabbi Yehuda, that if you have two walls and you stick a lechi on one end, that's enough to convert it into Roshos HaYachid midoraisa. So since that lechi works midoraisa to make it into a Roshos HaYachid on Shabbos, it also works to be the third wall of the sukkah. And according to this, how wide would that lechi have to be? According to Rashi in the Rush. No. How wide does the lechi have to be?
Koshu.
That's enough on Shabbos to turn it midoraisa from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, it's enough to be machshir the third wall in the sukkah.
Okay.
You don't have to say Tahamori. That was only Tosus who said the whole Lechi was the Rabbanon. So that's what the Rush does with this problem. Okay, I'm going to stop here. Just a moment of Musser. Very brief moment. Not general Musser. But I know it's a Chagiga today. But I cannot. I know that at least one of you I know is catching up. But I can't. This will be very hard if you haven't looked at the Makoros before. So if you haven't been in Seder and you're not going through it, it's hard. It's hard to follow. It's hard for me to explain. It works much better, even if you didn't understand everything, once you've seen it the first time. So tomorrow is the last day of regular Shir. So I urge, encourage, implore, beg that you try to be there and to spend the 2 hours of Seder. Try to be there before I get there, no matter what the traffic is. Try to be there, at least to try to go through, to chazer what we did quickly, and then to go through the really last set of Mekoros, because then I think it will all be much, much clearer. Okay. You will also get from me, hopefully by tomorrow, by the end of tomorrow, no promises, you will hopefully get Chazara questions as well. So then on Wednesday and Thursday and Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week, you will have time to do Chazara. Sunday, Monday of next week, you will have time to do Chazara for the Bechina. Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday, Monday, Chazara for the Bechina, which is on Tuesday, right? The 26th. Yeah, Tuesday during Shir. Yes. Yes, as late as we can push it, yes.